In Wisconsin, there are four sulfide mines actively being pursued in permitting or land acquisition. Sulfide mines take precious metals like copper, gold, and nickel. National Wildlife Federation attorney Michelle Hawley says the pressure's on.
There are literally hundreds of exploration sites across the Great Lakes region. The demand and the prices for these metals are only escalating. We fully expect to see a real boom in mining activity in the Great Lakes region.
Hawley says the biggest impact will be on Lakes Superior and Michigan, with acid runoff as the biggest threat. Brad Garman with the Michigan Environmental Council says a case in point is the Copperwood mine near Ironwood, just granted a permit last month.
This is a project that clearly, I think, needed much more rigorous review. We've got tunnels within a few hundred feet of Lake Superior, a giant tailings facility that clearly will require a lot of care, and perhaps into perpetuity, which is clearly outside the bounds of this law.
All of this is in the ceded territory of Michigan, Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin, the ancestral home of the Ojibwe tribes. Chuck Brumlev of the Keweenaw Bay Indian Community says treaties guarantee tribes a meaningful place at the permitting table, but that seldom happens.
By meaningful, we do not mean a polite, one-way listening session so the regulators can check a box on the permitting checklist.
The National Wildlife Federation and Eco Justice Canada rated Wisconsin's mining legislation as fair to good, with Michigan and Ontario the worst in protection and enforcement. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.